Good afternoon, and welcome to the second half of We the People Radio. My name is Aaron Ryan.
And I'm Bill Cundiff.
And it is August 25th, 2019, just for your reference. And we're here with Dr. Lyle Rapacki and Jim Stockstill. You can find everything about the program along with our archives and all sorts of good stuff at wethepeopleradio.us. Okay. Keep the fun to a minimum. That was 55 seconds of fun. That's it.
Yeah.
All right, fellas, back to you.
All right. Bill, you were going to lead us off.
Well, I was just, we were talking about the issues with the Catholic Church, the Boy Scouts, I'd like to kind of expand on that a little bit. It's not just the Catholic Church where these problems exist. I mean, they're everywhere. They're in every denomination.
You're correct, Bill. You're absolutely correct. The Baptist Convention. There's over 650 that have been named involved in pedophilia cases.
God, does everybody have a pedophilia department? I mean, what? School? You know, look at you. You got the rubber room for the teachers who've been doing inappropriate things. Like, what the heck?
Yeah, it's sad state of affairs.
You need comfort areas. You got triggers, and you need a comfort animal, and you got this type of stuff.
And then you got the pedophilia wing.
Yeah, it's a gee.
I mean, did we just not? Okay, so we're all old. Was this just not happening as much when we were kids? Did we just not talk about it? I'm kind of guessing we didn't talk about it. But, I mean, is this becoming, just based on the research you guys have done?
Yeah, is this a new phenomenon? Or
is it more prevalent?
Always been around?
Or just been there and we hear about it more? Or?
I'll let Lyle give you the intel point. I will always go back to Scripture and to my foundation. And the Bible tells us that in the latter days, and we feel that we're in those times, that evil will become worse and worse and more reprobate is the word Romans uses. God says, you know, that he has no choice but to turn them over to a reprobate mind because they have left the natural man, you know, woman, male, female, and went other ways. And it says once they started down that pathway, he said, you know, man has free will, and I've turned him over to a reprobate mind. We haven't even gotten into the area that has made the news in the last year or two of bestiality, that people that have been arrested that happen to like their pet more than they should, which is, you look at it, and it's nauseating, and you want to turn the page and act like it's not there. But that is becoming more prevalent as you see more and more people that have a different gender identification, more and more people that choose a different alternate lifestyle, that's not enough for them. Then what's the difference between that and trying something even different? The Bible calls it a different flesh. So you get involved with bestiality. I think, Bill, that you know, at one time, and I teased last week about Andy and Mayberry, that there were things that went on during those days, but I don't believe it was to the depth of wickedness and evil that we see today.
Well, I don't think back then it was you know, obviously it wasn't talked about, but I don't think it was really tolerated by society, and there were consequences if you went down that road, and they were public.
Well, for heaven's sakes, I mean, okay.
They were public consequences.
Now there are people who consider themselves to be furries, and they wear tails, and they dress up like animals, and they're...
That's a gender in California, by the way.
Yeah, by the way. And they have a thing called FurCon. It's like Comic-Con, but for people who think that they're actually animals.
Yeah,
and at a certain college in California, Humboldt State, that will remain nameless, Humboldt State, they had to ban wearing tails on the college campus because it was becoming such a problem.
Yeah, I that's what I mean.
How do you even explain that?
Yeah, you can't.
Dear mom and dad.
You know, I think today. Back in the day, they you didn't dare come out with stuff like that because you knew what kind of a consequence.
Come up from college wearing a tail. And,
yeah, I mean. Uh-huh. Society was going to flat reject you, but today I think you're right, Jim. I think we have devolved into a society where anything is okay. If it feels good to you, it's okay, and you can't you can't say anything. Criminy, I can't even say brownout without being a racist. I mean, it's...
Think about where we went. I mean, we were in the 60s and Woodstock and LSD and all the drugs and, you know, it was the peace movement and people thought it was the end of the world then. He was coming. You moved it into then the 70s after kind of the edge of Vietnam and that era. The different trends that we have seen over the years has been nothing like what is now accepted. I think part of that is we have everything instant, as we talked about last week.
Yes.
When that person held an officer hostage, he was trying to live stream on his iPhone or whatever phone he had to Facebook. Is that we get news so fast and so instantly, and people are now, when in high school for us, to be really bad, I mean, we were really bad. We would get four or five of us together and park in a van and drink beer. And it was like, oh, man, if we just stop drinking this beer, we're really bad.
You know? And, yeah, you were out of control.
You know, it's, yeah, we were out of control. It was, so I think it has migrated exactly from Scripture and the Bible. It says that what people used to think about as being bad, is now it's so ingrained in them through different outlets that they do. The children that play different games. There's always an argument over the video games and other things. Some of the television movies. But what was accepted in our day, nowadays, they think that you did what? You went and drank beer and you think that was cool? You know, we have legalized marijuana, which at that time, if you smoke pot, you're like, you were a pothead, you were a hippie. It's like,
oh, yeah.
Lord,
you're over
there in another group of those hippies. So, you know, we have gone through those times. The sad part is, it always is accurate to know from the one that created all things. It said, and they'll get worse and worse. We're not experienced the worst of it yet.
No.
Not only from a individual standpoint, but just look at what we have seen from the type of mobs that have gone out and torn up cities and wrecked businesses, and those that are supported now, and the president is determining whether Antifa is a terrorist organization. The different sleeping cells that are here from sleeper cells that are here from other nations that are waiting for their cue. The United States is sitting on a time bomb. Because we have ignored a lot of those things, and past administrations were part of, you know, when one president said 1,000 points of light, he meant it. He meant one world government, one group. And that particular president happened to be with another president down in Haiti when they were, you know, money that was supposed to go for the earthquake. You know, there are videos out, and I think, there's a intel person on this phone that provided me information on actually seeing these people participate in voodoo ceremonies and some of the other things that come along with that. So when you have leaders such as that, or former leaders such as that, it comes all the way down from the top, all the way to Main Street of the debauchery that is now accepted compared to what we did when we were growing up. But it's there, and we have to face it.
Yeah, and it's...
Lyle has said, we're at a war, Bill. This is literally a tipping point in a war for the soul of this nation. Do we continue going downhill in the way of... I don't think Venezuela. I personally, being a historian, I look at Rome, and the greatest military on the face of the earth was destroyed from within because of the debauchery. Is do we follow that, or do, in this short break that we have, Lyle called it Cyrus, it's from Ezra and Nehemiah, do we have, during this time, a short pause to try and collectively get our breath, look at what's happening, and evaluate to say, you know, this is wrong, and it's time for the sleeping giant. I know Tojo said that after Pearl Harbor. He says, I'm afraid that we have awakened a sleeping giant. And our prayers with the church and others are that this sleeping giant called America, and with so many good people in this country, you know, we get into this and think they're in the majority, but they're not.
But they're not. Yeah, they really are not.
Yeah.
They are the minority, thank goodness.
And decent people, and they won't. But we've stayed silent too long, and we thought if we just didn't get involved. And you find out, and I'll leave it with this, let Lyle go. I mean, if you wear some particular candidate's hat and you get beat up or you get refused service, you get spat on, there's a lot of people that look and say, you know, I don't want to get involved because you'll get hurt or your name will be trashed or you might, you know, lose your job because you happen to support the wrong party. The dividing line is pretty clear when they won't serve police officers at some restaurants. And of course, the manager gets fired. They write nasty notes on the receipt. So we're at a tipping point. Our moral compass is no longer the way it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And we need voices of people that will stand up and say, you know what, that's not right.
We're not going to go for that. And I think most people are not in favor of that sort of thing, but they don't know what to do. We have to take a really quick break. We're going to come back with our guests, Dr. Lyle Rapacki and Jim Stockstill. You're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
When they move into your neighborhood, they take over, but good. They want you all body and soul. Then it's just your body. Then they go. What shall we do about them?
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
That was the closest I could get to a song about hell.
Oh, that was good.
So there you go. All right, Lyle.
I'll flip this over to Lyle. Let me list a few names your audience can look on their own in Google, rather than me list out a few names. There's a lot of organizations, but if they look at, just Google the Committee of 300, the other is the Black Nobility.
The Black what?
The Black Nobility.
Nobility, L-O-B. Okay.
Yeah, the Nobility. The Olympians, O-L-Y-M-P-I-A-N-S. Foundation X. And certainly you will get about 1 million hits if you hit Illuminati in there.
And what was the first one?
The first one was the Committee of 300.
Committee of 300.
I will give you a religious lesson in 20 seconds. When God set up his kingdom and he has certain structure and certain organizations, people think it's clouds and little cherubs floating around. Actually, it's a government. It's a kingdom. And he has different departments. He has different, just like any other government would. And when you have 12 disciples or Sanhedrin had 70 people in it, I know that the Mormon church, which is another one to go look at the top levels of the Mormon church, they have disciples. And under their disciples are 70 elders. Is that evil or to say Satan? He's not original. He's a copycat. He takes what the pattern he saw before and he duplicates that. So that is in his kingdom of darkness, the realm of darkness, but on earth also that you'll find groups of 300, which more fit the Senate in Rome, but you'll find groups of 70, disciples that have 12, the next one being the 13th, being the 13 bloodline families. And it goes back to a term that is on a whole nother subject, is called the Nephilim, and it's out of Genesis. But there is structure, there's organization that is in darkness above. The Bible says in Ephesians that we war against spiritual principalities and powers in spiritual heavenly places, so the second heaven. So just look up some of those names, and they will get an idea of the depth and the width and the worldwide expansion of this group. And they literally have trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars at their disposal. There's nothing they can't afford. There's no laboratories they can't set up. There's no islands they can't buy. There's no dictator they can't buy. So this is, you know, for those that watch television, maybe the closest thing I can tell them as a comparison is James Bond and Spectre. Just think of Spectre, and it's a bad comparison, but that's about the nearest thing that you can correlate to this one world organization with so many affluent and influential people that think nothing about life. They want their agenda accomplished, and they will accomplish it, and they leave no loose ends. So,
well, and just in case people are, you know, listening while they're driving or doing something else, actually, I put all of those on the website. I listed it under discussed on today's show, and I also added the article that that Lyle sent me about the leprosy. So that's also on the page today.
Oh, that would be great. Thing. Lyle? Is Dr. Rupacki still with us?
Uh-oh. Arizona? Are you still on the line?
Uh-oh.
he's literally in the cone of silence. Get smart, got him.
Yeah.
Well, back to you, Jim.
Yeah, he thinks he's talking. So I don't know what he's saying right now, but it's probably good stuff. Bill, I interrupted you, Bill, when you were asking a question, and I wanted to follow up on that.
I'm still a little bit flabbergasted by the names and organizations of people that are involved in all of this. It's kind of mind-boggling that this kind of activity has infiltrated so many organizations, and it's accepted. I mean, it's back in the day, this stuff, maybe it was around, but it was deep,
really
deep
a dirty little secret, and now it's like they have whole islands dedicated to it, and you fly there on a plane, and it's got a name. And
gosh, when I was in high school, and that wasn't all that long ago, I couldn't even go to an R-rated movie. I mean, and now you turn on the television, and hell, half the movies on TV are R-rated, and it's piped right into your house. You know, we used to.
Well, just if I could, let me throw something out here. On
Lyle, you're back.
Yeah.
Hi.
I took a nap. Going back to Epstein, it just came out again the other day, but some of us who've been tracking this stuff for a year or so, it's not really a surprise. The surprise is that it's starting to come to the surface, and I'm glad. They just uncovered that a modeling agency in France provided over 1,000 girls to Epstein.
Holy cow.
They named the name. It's all in the public. This is not me. It's not my opinion. It's all out there. And this is what we're talking about, is you're going to begin to see, we believe, the revelation of just how deep and far this diabolical, this demonic activity has been worldwide to service the elites, to service the power brokers. This is their fun and games, part of their fun and games, buying islands and whatever's, that's their thing, because they have a lifestyle that there's no way we can relate to. They really don't care about us. They don't care about the Constitution of the United States, et cetera. They don't. They're already well down the road, they think, to provide an alternative form of government for the world community. And in some ways, they are pretty far down the road. They've gone a long ways, and I don't know if we're going to play catch up, to be honest with you. But the networking, the amounts of money, the depth that this goes, the sophistication level, I think is going to, and then of course the names of people is going to be just a shocker. It's not going to be a surprise. It's going to shock people, but it doesn't stop there with just the Epstein thing. Like we've talked about the Baptist Convention, the Catholic Church, the Boy Scouts. I mean, we can start going down other names of organizations. The storm of justice is going to come and reveal the degradation that has happened to this country
since the United States and many, many, many of its leaders have made a decision to walk away from our founding principles, to walk away from our Judeo-Christian heritage and foundation. And so we've been turned over to a secular, demonic form of being, and that's trying to influence the final push to go ahead and do away with any resemblance of the United States as it was founded. Would you agree with that, Jim?
Absolutely.
And so what we're beginning to see now is that the Lord is revealing just how far these tentacles have gone. And I will tell you, it will cause you to be extremely sobered. It is frightening. It will be frightening when you begin to see this, when you begin to see the evidence, not just the opinions. We're not talking opinion here. We're discussing evidence that that will be, some of it's already public, and a lot of it will very shortly. And some of it's already becoming public as we even speak. Like I said, the French modeling agency that we've known about, the recruiting areas for girls and all that for a while. Jim and I have talked about it. So have others. But just Friday, it came out, and they named the agency, and 1,000 girls. And we're talking as young as 12. And these were girls that were primed and trained to service the elites. Are you with me? Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
unfortunately.
I don't want to be pessimistic, but I find that oftentimes when you're dealing with these people that have this much money and power, they're able to suppress. And I mean, you look at the Epstein thing. When he committed suicide, all of a sudden the FBI was raiding his island. Why weren't they at the island when he was arrested? Why did they wait until after he committed suicide to go down there and start collecting evidence? They're not going to find anything. And if they do, I believe that a lot of that's going to be suppressed because of who it involves. I don't know that they'll be able to bring it out in the open. What's your thought on that?
2 days before his death, Billy changed his will. Also, which is amazing that before this suicide or whatever it was, he changes his will, and it's done in such a way, me reading through it, not being an attorney, that it makes it very, very hard for any of the victims to be able to ever see any of that money.
Right. And that's what I'm talking about. I mean, those kinds of moves are possible because they have so much money and power. And then, just like so many times in the past, it just is kind of lost in the ether and nobody brings it up again. And I think people are kind of tired of that. It's got to be brought out.
All right, fellas, we've got to take a really quick break while we all, everybody took a deep breath at the same time. while we're all taking a deep breath, take a fast break. We'll be right back. You're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
I can try, and as I roll along, I begin to find things aren't always just what they seem. I wanna turn the whole thing upside down. I'll find the things they say just can't be found. I'll share this love I find with everyone.
Thought you'd change the weather, start a little storm, make a little rain, but I'm gonna do one better. Until you pray, I'm a tornado, looking for a soul to take. You're gonna see me coming by the selfish things that you did. I'm gonna leave you guessing how this funnel is gonna hit. I'm a tornado, looking for a man to break.
The Jeffrey Epstein theme song there.
Yeah,
that's probably what he probably what God played when he shot him past the gates. By the way, Jeffrey, we wrote a little song for you. Okay, so we have we're like in the last couple segments of the program. Bill was looking at the clock. He's like, how does this happen every time? You guys are like our time travelers. You know, on the day when it's 100 degrees outside and we have no air conditioning in the building, we should always have you guys on. Time goes so much faster.
It's a bummer, but the sad part is it's a fact and it'll get worse.
It is getting worse.
Wish it away. But you can't wish it away. I was telling Lyle during the break, we haven't got into room 322, which, if you know that, is Skull and Bones. And you know, these people, you look at John Kerry and Bush, that hate each other supposedly. But once a year, they all get together with the members and have a huge, dinner together. It's one club. There may be different parties, but it's one club, and they have the one goal, and they're still, even though they're powerful, they're puppets. The people above them are so much more powerful, and it's hard for us to imagine that someone would actually be able to control a president or a particular party or both parties or United Nations, the Federal Reserve, and the National Monetary Fund, and you could go on and on. So it's a lot to grasp. And it's probably a lot of people to even believe. Like, are these guys crazy or is this actually true? If it's true, it's saddening. And it's like, what do you do about it? I think what Bill keeps saying is, what do we do? Because they can cover it up. And last week, Bill, I'll give you the same answer. And my only hope is in the Lord. It's not in these people. I know, and I'll give you one example, turnover law. When Israel was surrounded and they were about to be destroyed by Sennacherib, God sent an angel in, and that night killed 185,000 of his troops. And the next day he left and went back home, and that night his two sons killed him. But God always sent confusion among the troops that were there to overwhelm Israel. And they would be Midianites by hundreds and thousands against just a handful of Israelites. And God would cause them confusion. They'd start killing each other. And by the end of the night, the Israelis were looking. All their enemies were gone because God had sent confusion. My hope and prayer is that not only do we have good and decent men and women that will stand up and speak, and good American people, the movement that made, I think, Trump into the White House called the Pourables and Irredeemables, but there is still a God in heaven that we're accountable to and controls the fate of nations. And Lyle and I were looking at Psalms 2 one time, and you look at that, he says, I rule the nations, and I'm in control. So sometimes it doesn't seem like it, but that's the faith that we hold on to.
Well, and also, I think when a lot of this starts coming out, the rats are going to flee the ship. There's no honor among thieves, and everybody's going to want to be saving their own skin. And I'm just hoping somebody steps up and starts naming names. And
well, if they don't, Bill, they can always get hired by CNN, as they just hired.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. They always have a spot over CNN as long as the network's there. I gave a prophecy about a year and a half ago that one of the networks would no longer be in the next couple of years, and I didn't know who it was. I just gave a prophetic word. CNN is helping me fulfill that, so I won't be stoned.
Yeah, so, you're like the Communist News Network deserves to go.
Yeah,
that's Aaron McCabe. What a good idea.
Some of the things they do.
It's like they have, back in the olden days, they would say, they have no shame. And we would joke about it, but honestly, they have no shame.
These guys, big figure dollars to go on there and just talk trash with no backup. It's amazing. So, Dr. Rupacki, I'm working on more white papers now. You know?
I am not going to discuss white papers again with any of you.
It's too late.
Yeah, it really is, isn't it?
Yep. Lyle White Paper Rebecca. That's what we got.
Oh, nice. Nice birthday, girl. Thank you very much. Yeah.
That's my present today. I'm sharing it with you.
I don't know where you want to go in the closing minutes. The assaults that we're witnessing against this president is part and parcel of what we've been talking about in this show, insofar as there is a movement to collapse the United States, and anyone who stands for what the United States was founded on is an enemy of the world government, and they will take whatever steps they need to eliminate you. And that's what they're trying to do with Mr. Trump. Is he perfect? Absolutely not. Does he walk on water? Absolutely not. But he is a fighter. He is a street fighter. And we have not had that in an American presidency in a very long time. Probably the one that came the closest to it, he was still very polished, was Ronald Reagan. But Trump is no Reagan in that sense. Trump is a street fighter from New York. And anything less than that, this country would have already folded.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have is a window. I think Jim may have said that earlier. I know we've written on it and published it nationally. We have a window. We have an opportunity here, very narrow window, to make some decisions as a nation and as individuals. All of this that we've been talking about today is being exposed. It is coming out. It's dribbling out. It will start to pick up speed. People will be absolutely stunned at the reality of it. This is not opinion. This is not conspiracy theories and crapola like that. This is all based on hardcore intelligence and hardcore facts. And as it begins to unfold, I think there will be a lot of shock and awe, because there's going to be a lot of elected officials that are involved, past and present. One of my colleagues said about a year ago, as this becomes known, there are going to be a lot of empty seats in Congress and throughout the United States. Somebody could run for office unopposed. There's going to be a lot of empty seats. And we giggled at it a year ago, only in the sense that there are that many, and I won't get into the numbers right now, but the numbers are staggering, of people that are involved in high crimes and misdemeanors. Let's put it that way. And I think as we begin to see this unfold, it's going to be so sobering that really people are going to have a choice to make all over again, and that's really one of the cruxes of what's taking place, is who are they going to serve, who are they going to submit to? And the word submit, and I'm a wordsmith, if you go back and look at the original meanings of words, the word submit means to cooperate. So, you know, our society is so dumbed down and so politically correct and violating so many terms that have been brought us to where we are, that when it's told at the marriage ceremony, wives, submit to your husbands. Oh, man, people go crazy. What's being said is, wives, cooperate with your husbands. That's what that means, to submit. And then it says, husbands, submit unto the Lord, mean cooperate unto the Lord. So we don't even understand the words that we're attacking nowadays, because we're not being taught like we used to 50, 60 years ago. So I think once we see this storm, which has already begun, and it's coming, Jim and I have talked about it. It's already been released, but there's nothing compared to what's coming in the next 6 months, 7 months.
Couple of weeks, it's come out that there are quite a number of lawmakers that aren't going to run, that aren't going to re-up their term. Do you think that's because of this, or because they don't want to be involved in the fight? They don't feel that they're getting anywhere. There's no cooperation, so they're walking away from it. But I wonder if some of that isn't, they don't want to get caught.
Well, let's face it. We had a whole rash of people who bailed out when the whole Me Too thing started. Anybody who had a skeleton in their closet like that was like, I'm going to not run. Yeah. And so that was a wave out. But I'll tell you what, we're going to have to get, you know, I mean, I would really encourage people in elected office who actually care about this and are the good guys, they're going to have to hang through this. We need them.
Oh, yeah, the good ones have to stay.
And the citizens need to support them.
Yeah, but with great respect, Aaron, and I think you and I have talked about this over the years now, because I think I've been on the show enough over.
And just a program note, it did not take me years to understand whatever this is. Okay, go ahead.
But I think I'm going to respectfully disagree with you and say it's going to take more than the good guys fighting through this.
Oh, yeah.
We need the good guys to get off their duffs and start to speak.
Absolutely.
I'm fed up with these Republicans that just don't say a word because they don't want to upset who knows who. Well, then get out of office. What we need are leaders, not managers. And we have a whole group of managers in Congress. We don't have leaders. And so
need the people in their districts to step up and show up. Because honestly, when they go out in public, they literally are being thrown to the lions. And all the good people go, yeah, I don't want to be involved in all that. You know, so they just hang back.
I published a while back, I'll send it to you again, 5 questions. That's what I've
posted. Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
5 questions.
You should
ask your elected officials. And it's taken a couple of years, but now I have a couple of districts where what they have done is they ask those 5 questions of the people running for office. And I will send them to you again if you wish, and you can post them.
Yeah, because I don't remember what program they're on, but I'll put them on the page for today. That'd be great.
That's perfectly fine. But 5 questions that you should start asking. And I don't care what the person's running for, from dog catcher to city council to governor or president. These 5 questions should be asked of each candidate, and you should hold them accountable for their answers. And I'll tell you, it's going to sort out a lot of people, people who are running. It'll sort out a lot of their campaign gunk because they all sound good when they're running, but they don't follow through. But when you ask these 5 questions, it will separate out those who are very serious versus those who are just looking for another thing to do.
Absolutely. We've got to take a really quick break. If you send that to me on the break, I'll post it.
Oh, okay. I'll see if I can do it.
Yeah. No pressure, Lyle. We just got a little commercial here.
I've got 2 minutes.
You got 2 minutes. I'm playing a long song coming back, though.
You're
listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
When I die and I lay me to rest, gonna go to the place that's the best. For a giant with just a sling and a stone, surrounded by the sound of 1,000 warriors shaking in their armor, wishing they'd have had the strength to stand. But the giant's calling out my name and he laughs at me, reminding me of all the times I tried before and failed. Giant keeps on telling me time and time again, boy, you'll never win. You'll never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory.
Is that enough time for you, Lyle?
Thank you, ma'am. I just sent them to you. You should. They're running over there as fast as they can. So you can get them.
Those little electrons just arrived.
Those
little electrons.
My little guys are trained. They're fast.
You got it going on. Well, I thought the voice of truth would not only give you some extra time, but it's a really good song. And at the end of the day, that's really what needs to happen.
Yes, ma'am. So you got my five questions.
I do.
Thank you. If you'll post those, and people really need to start stepping up because we're losing our nation. And if they think that that's conspiracy talk and goofy talk and all that, well, good. I don't have the.
And switch back over here to CNN. Huh? Okay, so really, really swiftly, and the detail is behind these. But first question: what is the proper role of government? And the second one: as an elected public official, you will be required to take an oath to uphold and preserve the Constitution. When was the last time you took a serious look at the Constitution, and can you identify one or two areas where the Constitution is being violated today? We probably don't need to ask that because that's pretty easy. The last part, I mean. What are your views about public debt? Well, that's a great one. What is your opinion of using debt, and how should it be extinguished? What is your view on unalienable rights stated by Jefferson in the Declaration? And the last one, our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. And
there you go.
There you have it.
And you'll notice under each of the questions I gave a little brief answer from my perspective. But I think, again, as people begin to stand up and start to ask these, and we should very rarely demand, we should make requests in our society, but this is one of the times that I tell people when I go out and speak, you need to demand these answers from these people running for office. I'm fed up with people who just want to get into office to further their own resume. We're losing this nation, and we're about to go into the fourth quarter of a heck of a game that there's only going to be one winner. And if we don't stand up, we're going to lose. The powers against us are formidable, extremely formidable. And they're counting on us to be pusillanimous, meaning wishy-washy, and afraid, and to not stand. So let me close with that. Jim's going to go ahead and share some things. Thank you guys very much.
I was just, when you asked those questions today, one of the thoughts that came to my mind is, you look at Joe Biden, you look at some of the Democrats, whatever the wind blows today is the answer they're going to give you. And it is amazing that we don't hold people accountable. You were opposed to this a few years ago, and now you're for it. And then the tide changed, and now you're for it again. It's almost like Kerry when he flip-flopped. I was for it before I voted against it when I was for it. It's some crazy thing. So we have politicians that they have no actual beliefs in anything other than themselves and what will get them elected or reelected. So it's sad to know that's the state we're in, and it's a reality. But happy birthday. Lau said 69. I would say probably 45.
74.
See, that's how it's being misconstrued right there. I didn't say you looked any day past 69.
Don't put words in his mouth, Jim.
Hey, I'm almost at that part. What is it? When I'm old, I'll wear purple. Spit on the sidewalk. I think there was some other stuff involved.
Well, I would sing happy birthday to you, but then that would be an extra $1.85 for.
Well, and nobody's going
to. I would pay much.
even though he turned out to be a complete dunce, Boehner still had the best birthday song. He's shortest, swiftest.
Bill, one thing about saying it's not your birthday, you do want the cake. If they get cheesecakes, I'm like, I'll bring the cheesecake, sing the song.
There you go.
Happy birthday.
Funny how that works. Well, you guys are spread all over the world today, and so we appreciate you figuring out how to make this all work. You're in Arizona and Texas, and I don't know. Are you both? You're still in. One's in Arizona, one's in Texas today, right?
Yeah.
And through the miracle of technology, we figured out how to conference call you all.
Aren't we smart?
You know what? That was the miracle of technology, because that miracle doesn't come out every day. We've had miracle failure many times over the years.
With the AC, you're a trooper. That's, both of you.
It's actually cooling.
No AC.
It's actually, oddly enough, feeling like it's cooling off. Ashley said it was only 80 in here. So it's mostly like kind of like Hawaii a little bit.
That's better than Texas.
Bill's wearing kind of a Hawaiian shirt. I didn't really think about that. It's Bill's fault.
I dressed appropriately.
Let's blame Bill.
Let's be real. It's
birthday, Dr. Bill.
Bill did it.
It's 84 in here. Let's be accurate. Almost 85.
Hey, so what's that?
I think I'm going to say goodbye, and I'm going to go jump in the pool out here.
So. Yeah. Well, I got to say, there's you've given people plenty to think about, honestly, and quite a bit to read. I've linked all of your articles and all of those things on today's page. And for the people who feel like you came in halfway through a movie today, we did a show with these guys last week. So you kind of did. And if the white papers joke doesn't mean anything to you, listen to last week. And you'll be able to joke around about Lyle, too.
I don't think it's funny.
Better late than never, eh?
Just for the record, Dr. Lyle's not pleased.
It's so unfortunate We the People doesn't come with a safe space.
I am going to go into my little therapy corner right now because I'm upset.
That's nice. As long as you're not wearing a tail.
No.
Because the FurCon has already passed. Apparently it was in Sacramento. And wow. Apparently there were people all over the place wearing like animal head, what do you call them?
Those little
headbands and tails and stuff.
Do you know that American Airlines said that they would accept a miniature horse as a comfort animal?
Oh, dear God, I did hear that. Can you imagine?
I can't.
Sitting next to a miniature horse plane.
Yeah.
Keep your feet off the floor.
Yeah, the old, hey, buddy, you're leaning back too far. And the horse is like, what? Hey. Yeah. Oh, jeez. That is...
I just want to say on the record here that I only wore that outfit because I was going to a party.
But inquiring minds want to know, were you the front or the back?
Yeah. My pony wants some whiskey.
So we're closing the show on a high note again about nothing. I got it.
I should have played that song going out, the one about it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Is it too late, Ash? Seems so appropriate. Right now, all of a sudden,
my pony drinks whiskey. That's what you have to demand. That. Well, thank you very much.
Oh man, thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys coming on. It was a great show.
We
did. A lot of good information.
And just want people to know that we'll have a commercial-free archive of this up this afternoon. But here, just shortly, we'll have the whole thing. So if you missed the beginning or whatever, we'll have that up there for you. It doesn't cost you anything to listen except time. And we hope you will tell a friend because they're not hearing this out in the big world. Thanks very much. We will chat with you guys on another day.
All right. Happy birthday.
Have a great Sunday.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. I'd say,
pull me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. Something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
He don't care.
I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
What time zone am I on? What country am I in?